Good morning and welcome again to another episode of this podcast called When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where we don't just hear the noise from the world, we tune into the sound of heaven. Today's topic, we're going to deal with living in victory. Scripture reading this morning will come from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. And it says, "We thank God for giving us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We wake up this morning with a glory, glory, and a hallelujah. Thank you for the victory you've already won. Today, we choose to live like we believe it. Today, we silence every lie that says we're still bound, we're still broken, and we're still battling for what you've already finished. Because of you, we are more than conquerors. We are a reflection of heaven's triumph on this earth. Teach us, Father, to walk in authority like you did. Teach us, Father, to pray consistently. Let our prayers carry power. Let our voice release faith, and let our lives demonstrate what it looks like to be an overcomer. Do this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And for this, we give you praise. Amen. God bless you. Our topic today is living in victory. You were created to walk and live in victory. 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 57 says again, "We thank God for giving us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One." My brothers and sisters, this isn't just a declaration, it's an identity. We're not victims trying to survive. We are victors called to reign. Because of Jesus, the war has already been won. Our role is now to walk out the victory he secured and not shrink back in fear or defeat. That's our role today, to walk it out, to live it out. There's a lady in the Bible by the name of Mary Magdalene. She's a woman who showed us how to look and walk and live in victory. You see, Mary Magdalene is one of the most powerful examples of victorious living. She was once bound, oppressed by seven demons, according to Luke chapter 8, verse 2. But after an encounter with Jesus, she became one of his most devoted followers. She didn't just get delivered, she stayed devoted. She showed up at the tomb when others were hiding. She was one of the first ones to see the resurrected Christ and the first to proclaim the good news, according to John chapter 20, verse 18. You see, Mary Magdalene, her life shouts this truth: your past doesn't disqualify your purpose, your deliverance defines it. Mary Magdalene lived in victory, not just because she was free, but because she followed Jesus in freedom. Her witness still echoes today. Three points that we can learn from Mary Magdalene that will transform our lives. Point one, victory is your starting line. It's your starting line. You're not fighting for victory. You're fighting from it. You're at a place of victory right now. Let that seep deep in your mind. Jesus already defeated death, sin, and the enemy at the cross. That means you begin every day from a place of spiritual advantage. Declare this with me: I'm not striving to win. I'm standing in what Jesus already finished. See, in 2025, when anxiety rises or setbacks hits, remind your spirit, this may be a battle, but I've already got the victory. Your posture of praise confuses the enemy. So remember this transformative point one. Victory is your starting line. But not is it only your starting line. Number two, live like a winner. Winners walk differently. They speak faith. They carry themselves with confidence, not arrogance, but assurance. Victory is not just a feeling, it's a mindset. I want you to declare this after me, my brother, my sister. Yeah, you who are listening, turn up the podcast. Listen more. Say this after me. I don't just have victory, I reflect it. We're in a world full of defeat language, self-doubt. Your boldness becomes a beacon when you let it shine. Let how you handle pressure prove that you know who holds your future. Live like a winner. But don't just live like a winner. I found a point three. Your win is a witness. Victory isn't just personal. Victory is actually an evangelistic tool. Your win is a witness. People are watching how you respond, how you recover, how you rise. Mary Magdalene's testimony wasn't about demons. Her testimony was actually about deliverance. Say this after me. My win is proof that God still reigns. See, you are going to win. You are set to win. Matter of fact, you have already won. And it's going to be proof to all those who are watching that God reigns. Use your breakthrough to break someone else's chain. Your victory may be the evidence someone else needs to believe once again. Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Like Mary Magdalene, we declare that our deliverance is not the end of our story. It's the beginning of our assignment. Use our win as a witness. Let our testimony unlock hope in others. And when the enemy tries to whisper defeat, we will shout back with victory. Today, we live bold. Today, we live free. Today, we live forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Here's my challenge to you, my brothers and sisters. Reflect on one victory God has given you this year. And I want you to share it with someone to encourage their faith. This is when heaven speaks. Go living in victory. See you on tomorrow at 5 a.m. God bless.